Hey everybody, welcome to Girl Gone Frugal again. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and I'm very excited to share the following series, which I call The Foundation. So we are at the beginning of the new year, but honestly, this series of episodes would be good to listen to at any point during the year. The Foundation is a series of 7 areas of focus to get your life focused and organized at any time of the year, but in particular, the beginning of a new year. The episodes include today's episode, which will be how to set goals for the upcoming year, how to choose a word for the year and not forget it, creating the best vision board for you, setting financial goals that you can actually achieve, the importance of creating a money manifesto, picking the right conference to move yourself and your business forward, why networking has to be on your to-do list, and as I release each episode, please do note that I will share a link to the previous episode. So by the 7th episode, if you go into the blog post, you'll be able to access all of them. For those of you listening as I release it, just note that I'm releasing them back to back to back. So Tuesday through Sunday, I believe, of this week, you will receive a new episode each day covering one of those topics. So again, I am really thrilled to talk about these things because I've noticed that when I've had really successful years, I've inadvertently or on purpose or a mix of two focused on these different things. So I thought that I would share why I think that it's important to focus on your goals at the beginning of the new year. Don't do the whole New Year's resolutions. For me, when a year changes from one to the next, energetically, I consider it to be the changing of a chapter, the flipping of a page. That's how it feels to me. I'm one of those people who's frantically cleaning all throughout the day and getting rid of stuff and going to Goodwill like that whole weekend. I'm that person who's like, I don't want to continue with any of that energy into the new year. And I'm really excited about working on goals moving into the new chapter of my life, i.e. the new year. One of the things I will say is that if you want to call it resolutions, that's fine. The thing is, usually goals take longer than a month or two. Most of my goals can be both short-term and long-term, with my goals typically being more long-term in scope. So that's why I tend not to call them resolutions or consider them a part of my New Year's resolutions. So whenever you talk about goals or you hear people talking about goals, they always bring up SMART. Your goals need to be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-focused. I love this acronym. It makes sense. But I think that there are a couple other things that are missing from that conversation. So not only do your goals need to be SMART, and I'll include that acronym and the breakdown in the show notes, but there's a couple other things you need to think about as you're putting together your goals for the next phase in your life. So the first thing is, you need to be emotionally ready for the goals that you're setting. If you're not emotionally connected to the goals that you want to achieve, energetically, they're going to be very difficult for you to achieve and very hard for you to focus on. So if you aren't actually, this is a very personal example, paying off debt or earning more. So this holiday season, I read the following book, Overcoming Under-Earning by Barbara Stanny. I'm going to include a link in the show notes. I'm absolutely obsessed with this book. And I've done a lot of self-work on debt repayment and money and that kind of thing, but I still noticed that I was having some issues with making more. And when I read Overcoming Under-Earning, I realized that part of the reason why I couldn't make more was that energetically, I just wasn't there yet. I didn't believe. And so even though I was setting these goals, I really struggled to achieve them because I just wasn't there yet. So sometimes you don't realize that you're not emotionally ready for the goal. I know, weird. So you may want to do some self-work before you even start writing down what those goals will be moving forward. The next thing is you may want to consider whether or not you should set fewer goals or have more based on your personality. Some people do really well with a lot of goals. Like they work under pressure. They like to have a lot of things coming at them. Other people, they just need three things. They just need three things. That's it. That's all she wrote. That's all they need to focus on. You need to figure out where you land in that spectrum. If you're a person who would struggle with multiple goals beyond like five, then clearly if you're setting 5, 10, 15 goals, whether they be very small goals or big goals, depending on the time frame, it may be really difficult for you to achieve them. So be honest about the type of person you are, your personality, and your ability to focus. I tend to like multiple goals at different extremes. So I like very short-term goals, long-term goals, some that feel like they would be pretty easy to achieve, others that might be a little more difficult or a lot more difficult depending on what it is. Look at your life, okay? So a lot of people do not spend enough time doing this. You need to look at your life because your life really needs to be set up so that you can succeed in the goals that you want to achieve. If you are trying to lose weight, but you're a single parent and you have a little one and no one really helping you to take care of them, then maybe instead of giving up on losing weight, you find a gym with childcare. Or maybe you have friends and family who aren't creepers that can help you take care of your little one. Maybe there are Mommy and Me or Daddy and Me programs that you can be a part of. You see what I'm saying? 2017, I really struggled because I wanted to lose weight. I have a pesky 30 pounds, 30 freaking pounds that I would really like to get rid of. They are from my depression years, from when I was working my old job. I've left that job in 2014. At the end of 2014, I'm so over it and I'm really over the weight. It really reminds me of that time and it just doesn't feel like me. But the thing was, in 2017, my life was not set up to facilitate any kind of focusing on weight loss because I kept traveling. I went to 6 different conferences in 2017 in addition to a reunion. So I was traveling basically from April through October. There was no way I could possibly spend the time needed to really focus on weight loss. I just couldn't do it. And I was under a lot of stress. So the travel creates stress, even though it was very fun and joyful, but I was also working my own job. I had personal stuff going on. It just wasn't the right time. So even though I wanted to lose weight, the energy wasn't there. My life setup wasn't there. And it should not be lost on you that this year, 2018, I am not traveling that much, if at all. I'm really not interested in traveling because I'm really interested in getting results in terms of weight loss, growing my business, making more money. And what I discovered was all that travel for me personally was very distracting and I just was unable to get results. So really, when you're looking at your goals, look at how your life is set up and be candid with yourself about whether or not you could possibly achieve these goals based on what's going on with you. If you're commuting like I used to, 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours at night, it's going to be really hard to go out and find love. You can't even love yourself. You're so tired. If you are working a job you hate, the energy from being in that kind of mind space, it's going to make it very difficult for you to achieve certain goals. So you might need to leave that job with another job before you leave the job so that you can free up the energy that it takes to be in a space that you dislike. So please spend some time thinking about that. You need to tell the right people what your goals are. And I say this in all sincerity, not everyone has your back. Not everyone's excited about what you think you can do. Not everyone believes that you can do what you think you can do. And not everyone wants you to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. And sometimes those people will really surprise you. Not because they're bad people, not because of anything, but sometimes when you set really large goals, other people may see the goals that they haven't achieved or goals that they wanted to achieve but were unable to. And so you may make them feel some kind of way. You really need to be involved in a mastermind group. There's some great Facebook groups that you can be a part of where everyone is of the same mindset. So if you are an entrepreneur, a creativepreneur like myself, there's a zillion different groups to help facilitate that, to help you have a tribe of people, a community of people who believe in the goals that you want to achieve. If you want to be a part of a group like that, please join the Unapologetically Money Hungry Facebook group. I'll include a link in the show notes. I am rebooting that, so there's going to be a lot kind of going on, especially during the spring, because I kind of let the group quiet down as I rebranded and changed some stuff last year. But if you're looking for a community of people who believe in what you think you can do, join us. Would love to have you. You need to set up systems for success that actually incorporate the following things. If you have a word for the year, that should be a part of your systems. So an example of that would be, there are people that I know who use their word for the year as part of their logins, like their passwords. If you do this, do not tell people what your word of the year is, or do not tell them that you're doing this as part of your way to continuously be in touch with that word. Be careful, because people are shady. I love people, but you know, you gotta, you know, please be aware of what you tell them. Don't tell them too much. So another thing that you can do is set up reminders in your planners, whether you have a digital planner, a paper planner, if you have a productivity tool, whatever it is, you need to write down what your goals are and have them everywhere. If you use a vision board, and actually we will be talking about vision boarding during the foundation series, but basically your goal every day, you should be looking at your goal. Your goal should be in your face. What I did during the last month, during December of 2017, I basically prepped for the entire year of 2018. What I did was I wrote down my goals. I wrote down dates that I needed to check certain things. I broke my goals down into 90-day increments so that they were a little more realistic for me to achieve. And I just really put the time into making sure that I couldn't forget the goals that I was working towards. So you need to really set up systems to help you succeed so that you don't forget what those goals are. Because sometimes that just happens, because life happens. Be kind to yourself. If you don't achieve a goal, just be objective about why you didn't achieve the goal. And think about, as you look at why it didn't happen, what worked and what didn't. There are several goals that I didn't achieve this in the past years. And honestly, sometimes it was just not the time for the goal. It wasn't time for me to achieve that goal. Maybe I had to focus on something else. Just be nice to yourself. Be loving to yourself. You will not achieve everything you set out to achieve in the time frame that you are working with, basically. So there were moments where I really wanted something to happen. It didn't happen in my time frame, but it happened later. It was still just as amazing when it happened. It just happened later. Finally, remember that each goal is happening during a season of your life. This one's kind of important. So I think sometimes with goals such as weight loss or debt repayment or making more money, it can be really hard for people because it feels like focusing on that goal will take forever and that you'll never be done working towards that goal. I'm in the fifth year of really focused debt repayment. Some years I did not do as good a job as others. In 2017, I amazingly enough paid off almost, it looks like $13,000, about $12,500 worth of debt. So very large amount of money, but I didn't realize that until I looked back at it. And I do have probably another year and a half to 2 years of this freaking process. And it feels very mentally exhausting, but I have 2 years. That's a 7-year debt repayment. But if I live to be 100, that's a blip in my life. That's a blip. So I think that people really get wound tight about, oh my God, it's taking forever. But sometimes things just take the amount of time that they take. So be realistic about the fact that things happen during the season that they happen in, and then eventually you're done, hopefully, if you keep focused on the goal. So a quick recap. One, you need to be emotionally ready for the goals that you're setting. Two, you need to figure out if you work better setting fewer or more goals depending on what your personality is. Three, take a candid look at your life. Is your life set up so you can succeed? Four, you need to tell the right people. So if you're telling people who are jealous hearted and you know who they are, then obviously they're the way that they come at you about your goal will be not very helpful to you in the long run. Five, you need to set up systems for success. If it seems obvious, but people do not spend enough time doing it. Six, be kind to yourself. You're not going to achieve all your goals, but sometimes the journey is part of the lesson. Not even sometimes, the journey is a part of your life lesson and in attaining those goals. So enjoy, even when it's painful. And finally, number seven, remember that each goal is happening during a season of your life. It's not going to be forever. It might take way too long for your liking, but it's not going to be forever. So I hope you enjoyed episode number one of the foundation series. Tomorrow's episode will be how to choose a word for the year and not forget it. I'm really excited to share that with you. If you're interested in doing video email, make sure to email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com for a demo. Just put in the subject line, bomb, bomb, demo, GGF. That's B-O-M-B, B-O-M-B, demo, GGF. That means that alerts me to the fact that you want a bomb bomb demo from Girl Gone Frugal Again. So if you don't include that, I will be like, I don't know who you are, and I will not respond to you. But if you're intrigued by the idea of sending video emails, definitely wanted to share my favorite tool from 2017. I absolutely love it. It is not so that you can send a video email every single time you send an email, but for high impact emails to help people remember who you are, what you're up to, what you guys talked about. So please do email me to get a demo and check that out. Finally, don't forget, join the Unapologetically Money Hungry Facebook group. I am so excited to get that up and running. It's the beginning of the new year, and I've got a lot of things planned for the year. So I'm excited to do that. And finally, grab your Unapologetically Money Hungry Money Manifesto. If you feel a little weird about owning the fact that you want to make more money, please grab the Unapologetically Money Manifesto today. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I look forward to sharing the next part of the Foundation series with you. Have a great day. Bye.